Well, if I was any better, you'd have to pinch me. I just got back from St. Meinrad, had a phenomenal retreat that I was leading yesterday and today, and it goes into tomorrow, with a wonderful group of young men who are considering seminary. It's like, man, these guys are on fire. The Lord is raising up a wonderful army. And then I'm on my way home, and I turn it on, and IU is 10-0. Oh my gosh, like, praise you, Lord. And then I come in here, and I'm running in here, and there's a long line of sinners for confession. I think, thank you, Jesus. I mean, seriously, because, you know, the saddest parishes are the ones where people aren't going to confession because they don't know that they're sinners, but we know we're sinners here. Thank you, Lord. So I was like, thank you, Lord. Then I get into the sacristy, and both of our seminarians are there, and that just made me so happy. And then Lance singing that Kyrie. Oh, my gosh. And now I'm doing my favorite thing, which is the Mass, and we have a reverse raffle. Oh, my gosh. God is just, he's just too good. He's too good. And he's also too good because today we have really beautiful celebration. And this gospel, I always used to think, why is Jesus in such a bad mood? Is he having a bad day? You know, and or is he, did he lose his temper? You know, he just seems a little cranky here when he's turning these tables over. And I was sitting there praying with this, and I was thinking, you know what he's doing? He is showing his deep love for the Father's house. Because this all takes place in a temple. And this is the only time that we see Jesus acting in this way. And why is he doing it? Out of zeal for your house, Father, will consume me. Like he is not happy that this sacred place is being treated in this way as a marketplace. And what he's telling us here is that sacred space matters. And it matters a lot. Today and tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow, the church around the world, we're celebrating the very first public church building that ever existed. And it's St. John Lateran Basilica in Rome. It's one of the four papal basilicas. It's the oldest one. And it belonged to the space on which this beautiful basilica, which, by the way, has suffered earthquakes and fires and destruction and all this stuff. It's been rebuilt many times. But the space on which it was built belonged to the Laterani family. And about the year 50... Nero, the Emperor Nero, was in charge. You remember, he was not a friend to us at all. And he starts persecuting all the Christians. And as a consequence, many people begin to try to, and for other reasons too, people try to topple Nero down. And they try to overthrow him. Well, the father of the Laterani family, he was seen as one of the kind of the leaders in this. And so Nero had him executed and confiscated all of the Laterani property, and it became imperial property for all the way until Constantine, praise the Lord, had a beautiful conversion. And when Constantine had that conversion, he said, I want to give this space to the church in reparation for all of the outrages that have happened here. And he says, and not only that, I'm going to pay for a church to be built here. And the name of the actual official name of that church is the Archbasilica of the Most Holy Savior and of Saints John the Baptist and John the Evangelist at the Lateran. And so that's the official name of this church, the first public church building. And the Holy Catholic Church, we take this one day every year, November the 9th, to say, thank you, Lord, for the gift of our church buildings, because they matter. And they matter a lot. That what happens in this space, this is not just another building. You and I know very well that what happens here is union with the God of the whole universe. The sacraments that have been celebrated here, all of the many marriages, all of the first communions, all of the daily communicants that come here and receive Jesus, all of the confirmations and the confessions, all of the quinceañeras, all of the celebrations that have happened here are the most sacred things in our whole life. Funerals. We just had one last week. What happens here is that man meets God again and again and again. And what happens in these walls is the most sacred thing of all, because our eternal salvation depends upon it. And here we are fueled in these walls. We are fueled and to go out and to be saints. But we can't be saints on our own. We can't be saints without church. Did you hear that? Kevin chanted it, the Alleluia course. You have chosen and consecrated this church. And the church has in her wisdom that on this day, all of us, because we're celebrating the proto-church, the first of them all, but by extension, that means we're celebrating all of them. And so we are celebrating this baby right here. And I tell you what, I have to tell you, when I was assigned here in 2017, and I walked in here for the first time, it was about 2 weeks before I got the keys, you know, and I walked in here, and Father Joe Newton, my immediate predecessor, I walk in here and I just got on my knees. I said, this thing is beautiful. I cannot believe I get to be the priest at a church like this. I think you know what I'm talking about, because we're in a bit of a campaign right now and a bit of a project, construction project, which we're praying for and sacrificing for. And we're going to get an update tonight and at all masses this weekend of kind of where we are with this. And so I will not be too long in my homily. But what I do want to say is that I look at how generous people are being, and I just say, thank you, Lord, because you understand how important this place is and how vitally important it is to keep it up. Brian and I went to the Archdiocese 2 weeks ago. We were having a meeting with the guys who kind of oversee all of the projects in our diocese and all this. And one of them, he looked at us and he says, do you realize that you have saved that church? And what he was talking about is, you know, all the bricks, we know all the absorption that has happened and all of the damage that has been, you know, happening as a consequence over all these years, you know, and what they're finding as they're going up there, it's a little more crumbly than they thought in a lot of places, and they're, you know, those big old cement window sills under these humongous windows. Well, they're finding that some of them, because of that damage, were kind of not in there securely. And it's like, well, thank the Lord that we're doing this, because otherwise the thing would have. And this is because of our generosity. And I just want to thank you for that, and to let you know that if maybe you haven't had a chance yet to contribute financially to the project, then I would welcome you to do that. And you'll find that we're just I won't steal Brian's thunder, but we're just a shy bit away here. And so we have to sacrifice for what matters to us. And I look at my gift that I made and I thought it was pretty good. But then I took it to prayer and the Lord said, is your life any different because of this gift? And it's not. So the Lord was saying, bump it up a little bit. And maybe your gift was already super sacrificial, in which case I say thank you. And you don't need to give a dime more. But if your life is kind of like, yeah, it's pretty much the same, you know, there's a little extra that I gave, you know, then maybe the Lord on this beautiful feast day is saying, maybe we could, let's make that difference up. Brian will go into the details. He is such a gift. It wouldn't have happened without him. And it wouldn't happen without all you. And so I say thank you. And as we just celebrate this feast day of the church buildings that we have, we are thankful to God. And we ask His continued blessing on our project here. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.